live out your life as a worshiper, as a soul winner, as a witness, but also as a warrior, unleashing spiritual authority, spiritual warfare, perceiving the workings, the hidden stealth workings of the enemy. And you got to understand that there are those who don't want to give up their powers, they don't want to give up their elitism, they don't want to give up their rank, and they believe in the Luciferian promises and the things that they're going to get. And that's a sad thing. Grip the reality of spiritual warfare. The church has been birthed in the context of the gates of hell, of battle. We've been born out of the grips of Satan into the kingdom of God, and we are enemies. Luciferian core committed majority of the will, you're going to find out that some of these folks choose to go back, that they don't choose your side.
My fate, the emptiest place on earth, lost in time with sleep, a waking nightmare, oblivion, my painless condition.
You're going to have carry a sword, a spiritual sword. Like Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, when it says, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful. Now you look up the Greek word, watchful, there has the idea of having an alert perception concerning impending danger.
Thank you.
me summon the spirits from the ether. Let me take control of the game. Let me speak things into